Good as always to talk with you. Curry, how's things up at the lake?
Ah, it's another beautiful day up here at the lake.
All right, so FRI does, it's for decades, has kept track of data, catch and escapement data, and plugged its own numbers and such. What are you seeing right now? What you've offered daily updates. What do you see?
Well, what we do in season is we try to make the most of the information that's available. The catch and escapement data, the age composition data, obviously the catches out of Port Moeller. And as the season progresses, we use those different sources of information in proportion to how well, historically, they have been able to predict end-of-season run size. So at the beginning of the season, we base our predictions on the preseason forecast. We have some information from Port Moeller as the season progresses. And by the end of the season, catch and escapement basically tell the story. You know, we've noticed a few things out here, as I'm sure you all have as well. Early on, catches out of Port Moeller were fairly slow. Up through about the 21st. After that, they picked up a bit, with catches on the 25th and 26th being substantially higher. This means that the front end of that run into Bristol Bay is likely a bit later than average, and unlikely to arrive inshore given average travel time until June 29th or so.
All right. I'm looking at your catch and escapement graphs, which is kind of a nice thing to do for folks, but our listeners out on the boats won't be able to see these. As I look at 2016, what's plotted so far, it looks an awful lot like 2015. It does not look like 14 or 13. Do you see the same thing? Are we shaping up a little bit like last year?
Well, yes. One of the things we do in season is to look at what we expect to see in terms of a cumulative catch and escapement through each day of the season relative to what we would expect given preseason forecast by district and baywide and average travel time and run, average arrival date and run compression. You know, at the district level right now, Ugashik and Nushagak seem to be a bit ahead of where we would expect them, Igigik and Naknek-Quejack a bit behind, but certainly not out of the realm of possibility for the preseason forecast if the runs are, say, 2 or 3 days late. What we do know is last year, obviously, a very large and late run, the latest run since 1971. And what we saw is that catches, daily catch and escapement, got up into the million-plus fish range by about the 30th. We'd like to see that again this year if we're going to be on track with the preseason forecast.
Okay, in the million-plus range by the 30th.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what you see with the temperatures that are being recorded around the bay and at Port Moeller. Does that play into what you're looking at all?
To some extent, we've looked quite a bit at temperature, the relationship between temperatures out there and the distribution of fish along the transect. The other thing we know from 2015, a warm year, and fish far out on the end of the transect. But at the same time, there doesn't really seem to be a discernible relationship between temperature and at least the distribution of fish.
Okay, all right. Another thing that I think people remembered last year was eventually Port Moeller had fish in the nets across their transect. Mm-hmm. Those fish did not show up as inshore escapement or inshore catch for a mysteriously long amount of time. And there was kind of this idea, is it a bust? How do we translate the numbers at Port Moeller better? What the case was, just this little mystery. And I remember the theory that I kept hearing quite a bit was that the fish were balled up somewhere out there in the district waiting on some sort of either turn in the weather or what have you, to suddenly bolt for their tributaries. Do you think we might be seeing anything like that this year, or is it too early to tell?
It's a little bit early to tell. What we do know is that obviously the catches have been slow at least through the 21st, picked up a bit, and then 25th and 26th, we really saw higher catches out there. We do know that catch efficiency out at the Port Moeller transect varies from year to year, and that's going to influence what we call the run per index, or the number of fish arriving inshore per fish caught in the test fishery. That bounces around from year to year. And some of that has to do with weather. Some of it has potentially to do with the size of the fish. We don't really know. Certainly, lower catch rates in a year like this year could be related to an inshore run that's on time or slightly later than average. But in reality, if travel times are extremely long, you know, we don't expect that pulse of fish that came through on the 25th to 26th to be arriving much before the end of June.
What will you be watching for in the next couple of days to this week ahead? One thing that, you know, just seems kind of frustrating is that the weather seems very flat, calm, and warm, which I gather doesn't move the fish a whole lot. But what will you be watching for to see if these projections of some million catch days coming up by the end of the month here are in store?
I'm going to be watching the Port Muller catches very closely over the next week. What we would like to see is the catch rate out there continue to increase and remain high. What I would hope not to see is catch rates at Port Muller to go up and then see a pronounced decline at or near the usual peak in Port Muller around July 28th. That would suggest that the run is not in fact late and smaller than forecast. If we see increasing catch rate out there and sustained catches, that is definitely a positive sign that the run may be later than average, much like 2015 and on track to the preseason forecast.
All right, Curry, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we appreciate your participation here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you very much for your time.